Welcome to Elevate with V, a nurturing and collaborative community with a mission of empowering you to overcome challenges and to live your most extraordinary life. I'm your host, V, and through my own healing and transformational journey, I've encountered a wide variety of healers who have all in their own way shared one universal message, that every storm has a silver lining. Join me in each episode as I engage in meaningful conversations to empower us to transform our darkness into purposeful light. On this podcast, we elevate. So let us journey together and be lifted up to our greatest potential. Welcome, everyone, to Elevate with V. So excited to be here with you. This podcast was inspired by my own healing journey. I aspire to share amazing healers and coaches to help us each elevate on our journey so we can keep aligning with our soul's calling and gifts. I can't wait to introduce my guest today, Dawn. We connected through our beautiful friend, Jakara. She was on her lives, and they have done so many collaborations. I so enjoy your energy, your knowledge, and your sparkle, and I'm so excited to learn more about your journey, Dawn. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. So Dawn's official bio is she is a spiritual medium, intuitive healer, crystal healer, and tarot reader. She's also an artist who creates channeled healing art infused with energy and a published author. Her healing focuses on working through the dark night of the soul and the void space, reconnecting you to your higher self. She connects with her higher self, inner child, spirit team, and Mother Mary during her healing sessions. Dawn's work is a unique blend of channeled messages, crystals, tarot art, and healing techniques. Wow, I love it.
Thank you.
Welcome again, Dawn. This is amazing. Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Well, as you know, this podcast is all about healing journeys. So I would love to know what event or events kind of led you into your healing journey.
Yes, it was actually a series of events, each one getting progressively more significant. I was going to say worse. you know, it started, you know, I was born intuitive. I was born with the gift. But when I was young, I shut it out because I was scared. I didn't know how to handle it. And throughout my life, I would always experience strange, like illness symptoms, but no diagnosis. And I always would have strange physical symptoms, never feeling right. And every time something big would happen in my life, it was like my intuition would open even more. And I would deny it, and I would get scared, and I would shut it off. And then when I was just as I turned 20, my mother had passed away. And it definitely sent me into this bit of a like downward spiral. I have dealt with depression issues since I was young, and it put me into this like darker space. But at the same time, my intuition was expanding, and I did not know how to handle that. So again, I shut it off, went through life, and then I had found what I thought was supposed to be my purpose, but turns out it wasn't. And I was a hairstylist in Manhattan, and I was loving it. I was having so much fun. And at this point, I was 30 years old. And a very long story short, because I could talk about this all day, I ended up getting very sick from one of the hair products that was in the salon. And I had chemical poisoning, formaldehyde poisoning. Yeah. And it did a number on my health. I was so incredibly sick. I couldn't keep food down. I reacted to so many different foods. All I could drink were those little like Ensure protein shakes. It was the only thing I could keep down. Anything with synthetic fragrance would make me sick. So if I was in public, people's perfume made me sick. I would get like a rash. It was hard to breathe. And it was a very scary, frustrating, stressful time. And because it was so outside of the box, doctors couldn't help me, you know, and some of them wouldn't because they wouldn't take it seriously because it wasn't something you can just go into the doctor for. And, you know, it was very frustrating because I couldn't get the help that I needed and I had to help myself. And I had always been drawn to crystals and I would have some around, but suddenly it was like something switched in me and I started to connect with them more. And I started to change so many different things about my life. I had to essentially detox on a much bigger level and lean into alternative healing, alternative holistic to get better because I no longer felt aligned with what was being presented to me because it was only making me worse. And I ended up with a lot of just trauma from that, like all the medical times where I was poked and prodded and given more pills that had nothing to do with what was happening to me. So I, you know, it took me a very long time to start to feel better. I still have some health issues because I didn't properly detox at the time because I didn't know how or that was what I even had to do. But I've come a long way. You know, I can eat almost all food again and things like that. You know, it's much, much better. There was a time where I was, you know, sleeping on the floor because I couldn't even tolerate the chemicals in the mattress. And that was, yeah, that was in like 2012. 2013. And so a lot had shifted. But still I was fighting who I really was. And finally in 2019, it was as though everything just shifted in my life. You know, a bunch of people that were constant structures in my life, things happened that essentially pulled them away from me. And I found myself not having all of the familiarity that I had. My closest friend passed away very suddenly, and just so many things started happening. And I thought I was okay, but it turns out I wasn't. And that was when I was almost shoved into just this humongous dark night of the soul, spiritual awakening, like gifts turning on. And I felt very not well mentally because I didn't understand what was happening. And a friend who was a healer, I hadn't told her about my gifts. And she had said to me, she said, "Why is it so easy for you to tell people, you know, that you're not feeling well or that you're in pain, but yet you will not tell anyone that you're psychic?" And it was as though someone had like punched me in the throat and like took the wind out of me because it was so true. And so I started to really lean into that. And once I finally accepted this whole aspect of me, that's when everything changed. I mean, the whole process of this dark night was very long, very gritty, very dark, but I started to embrace my gifts. And that's when everything opened up. And once I started to be true to myself, that was when I started to see significant positive changes. So, and it's still a journey, you know, I still kind of float into that sort of void space in between, but it definitely was a long time to get here.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Danya. That's quite the journey. So I guess one of my questions, I wanted to go back. It's like you were aware, even as a young kid, that you had some gifts and abilities. So what exactly was it? Was it your intuitive gifts were open? Like, what exactly did you experience as a child?
Yes, I would see all different spirits and some of them not human in my room at night. Or I would have friends that I thought were real, but they were in spirit, you know, but I didn't even realize the difference. And I would see things, just different things. And it's funny, there was one time when I was young and I looked out the window. It was the night before Easter, and I saw something like jump past the window. And I remember telling my parents, like, oh my God, I saw the Easter bunny. And they were like, oh, okay. And years later, like maybe 3 years ago, I was meditating and I was shown that I did see something, you know, it wasn't necessarily the Easter bunny, but, you know, I would see things that to me, it was like, well, didn't you see that too? Don't you see this? Don't you, you know? And so I could see spirits, but some of the things I saw scared me because I was young and they weren't necessarily bad, but as a little kid, you know, at night in your room, it wasn't comforting.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine as a kid, like, you know, and it's so interesting what you're sharing. So what your experience was, it wasn't how a lot of people, like in my mind's eye, like you were physically seeing manifestations in your reality, like they actually are right in front of you.
Yes. Yes. And what's interesting is that now more often than not, it's in my mind's eye, but there are times when it is in front of me and it still to this day will catch me off guard sometimes. You know, I'll turn around the corner and I'm like, whoa, because there's some, you know, tall being or, but yeah, but as a kid, it was much more in front of me as opposed to in my mind's eye.
Oh my goodness. I can't even imagine. I know you said that it sounds like it wasn't just humans or animals. I mean, were you also seeing like galactics and things that you had no idea what they were?
Yes, exactly. And things that looked almost, I want to say like goblin and just like weird creatures.
Wow. I can't even imagine. Honestly, Dawn, like, I mean, did you have something to comfort you, whether that was like a teddy bear or like something that you slept with?
I did. I had a teddy bear. I had a teddy bear and I loved that teddy bear so much. And at night before bed, my father used to come and read me a book and I always like, I never wanted it to end. Like I didn't want him to leave the room because...
Wow. I can totally imagine that. So in addition to that, was it, because I know you said that you realized that you were psychic, but you were kind of repressing those gifts. So were some of those things also present where you would just be able to like predict things or even as a young kid, or you would say things and people would look at you funny?
Yes, all the time. Even as a kid, there were things that I shouldn't have known that I knew, things that I predicted that I wasn't even predicting. It just was to me like, well, obviously, you know, that would kind of, you know, throw people off and they would be like, how did you know that? And it all the time, all the time. And then even as I would get older, you know, I would know things on a deeper level, like suddenly, and sometimes they were things that I didn't necessarily, you know, that they weren't comforting, you know, like I knew when a close friendship was about to end all of a sudden. And so those were the moments where I would sort of deny my intuition because I didn't want that to be true.
That makes so much sense. And, you know, probably also you shared, I don't want to dive too much into this, but you know, how like a really close friend of yours passed away. Yes. Was that something that you had a premonition about, or was that literally a surprise?
Well, it's interesting. Through the course of our time together, I always had this, what I thought was an irrational fear of him passing suddenly. And the morning that he passed, it was as though I knew that he was about to, because I woke up feeling extremely angry at him and feeling like I needed to talk to him and tell him that, you know, he needed to, you know, take care of some things before something bad, you know, happened. And like all morning, I found myself very upset, very angry. And it was because on an intuitive level, I knew what was about to happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I am going to say that just in the things that you've shared, you're very connected to spirit. So was this an opportunity once that happened and you were able to grieve a little bit? Were you able to reconnect with your friend?
Yes, it's funny. We don't often because, you know, for him on the other side, he's going through his own things. And there's times where it's still there's still a lot of grief. Every time I think that I've done enough, it turns out I haven't. So he doesn't like to show up often for my sake, so to speak. But when he doesn't, he will, when some of my healing work, he will show up and kind of help, like put his hand on my shoulder. But otherwise, if I really need like a sign or something, I will get that. Like, so it's a very specific thing, you know, I will get it, and it's comforting.
I love that you shared that. The reason I was asking is I know that for others that I've had on the show, a lot of times if they have someone really close to them that passes on, sometimes they become like a spirit guide or like part of your team. So I was just curious whether he pops in to be like, I'm here, not all the time, but I'm here.
Exactly. Yes.
I love that so much. Okay. Yeah. So kind of jumping back to where you were leaving off in your story. So obviously you had a lot of like health challenges and so do you think a lot of that was about trying to just kind of bring you back into alignment? Like your body is just like, we're trying to get your attention so that you focus on these things. What was your take as you've been on your journey looking back?
Yes. Looking back, absolutely. At the time, I was just beside myself, like an absolute mess. And even now I'm still dealing with like health issues connected to all this. But looking back, I can see how so much of it was for me to connect with my body and to understand that I have come to learn that a lot of what I'm feeling is because, one, I'm highly sensitive and I don't realize all the time how sensitive I am. And a lot of it is ancestral clearing. I'm having to clear all these traumas, and some of it is past life trauma and some of it is this life trauma, but there's all these different things that are coming up to be addressed. And there's this big message for me to connect more to my body when this happens, as opposed to kind of checking out. And it's a struggle. I'm much better than I was, but it's not, you know, it's not always easy.
Oh, definitely. I mean, just from what you were sharing, I just can't even imagine the frustration and that everything you are going through. And then when there's no answers, I think that is the worst because, you know, we all kind of to some degree rely on this medical system. And a lot of times they have no idea because they're only looking at the physical symptom, right? And there's so much more going on. And you're just like, help me. And they're just like, it's not helping. You're just giving me more drugs and I'm getting more sick.
Exactly. Yes. And it's been so hard because I find that I'm often not taken seriously and I don't always feel heard, and it gets hard and frustrating because a lot of what I come to them with, what they tell me they think is happening doesn't resonate at all. Like as they're speaking intuitively, like on a gut level, I'm like, no, that's not it at all, you know? And I know on their end, you know, they're trying with what they know, but what I'm experiencing is completely outside of that box. So it's very hard to find that, you know. It's been a challenge.
Wow. Well, I'm so happy to hear that just through your journey, you've been able to heal a lot of things. I know it's an ongoing journey, but from where you were to where you're sitting today, I was like, thank goodness that you're able to use your own gifts and obviously other friends and colleagues and people around you who are also powerful, gifted healers to assist. So that's always a wonderful thing. One of the things that you mentioned, and I think it was part of your Dark Night of the Soul where you said, well, I was detoxing. Can you share more about like what you were doing when you're talking about detoxing?
Yeah, yes. So originally what I did was all of my personal care products, I completely swapped out. I don't use anything that has synthetic fragrance in it anymore. I'm very particular about the labels, the things that I use, including makeup, laundry detergent, like anything you can think of, these little things that, you know, day to day that we take for granted, complete change. And at first it was hard for me because when this first happened, there was not a lot of like makeup and nail polish that was, you know, non-toxic. And I love makeup. I love nail polish. I just, you know, I was a hairstylist in the city. Like that was my thing. Yes. And I went a few years with like no makeup, no painted nails, just a little, you know, coconut oil in my hair. And that was a hard, hard transition, but I did it. And I had to learn to see beauty in myself with nothing else and to find, because for me, it's also creative expression. So I had to, you know, find different ways. Then years later, I found, you know, a couple companies that, you know, I trusted. But so there was that element. And then there was some physical detoxing, which I'm still doing because I have to go extremely slow. The chemical poisoning affected the pathways in my body when it comes to detoxing. It's extremely hard for my body to detox. And so what the average person does would make me just completely super sick. And I'll do like a quarter of that and I still get sick. So it's very slow and it's different things. You know, I sometimes will use zeolite powder. Sometimes I will use specific juice patterns or, you know, celery juice. There's all different things that I would do, but I have to go so slow. And then there's the whole emotional detoxing and all of the inner work and the shadow work. And that is a huge thing. Just a lot of inner healing, and that has been a huge process too. So it's been all across the board of detox.
No, thank you so much for sharing that, Dawn, because I think you know, a lot of people might not even realize that even simple things like starting to look at labels, because you know, we don't always understand the depth of something, and even just reading labels and switching, even just one or two things, don't go all dramatic, but it really, really helps. And, you know, I've been very much that way of like really looking at labels and being very careful about like what I pick up and utilize. So I do think it's an important element, especially if people are dealing with a lot of like sort of, I would say, immune type of things. Yeah. And it's just important. So I'm really glad that you're bringing that up, because I think it's really important, especially for a lot of us who are very sensitive. And it's not just sensitive, just I'm emotionally sensitive, like your whole body is sensitive to energy and anything that you're putting into your body. So I think it's such a valuable thing for people to just, you know, check out and just to research a little bit for yourself, because, you know, medicine has its place, but they also only know so much. And a lot of times we forget that a lot of this work we have to do for ourselves, because it's so customized, right? Like what might work for you, Dawn, might not work for me. Exactly. So really kind of understanding what works for your body, like you were sharing, is that, you know, other people might be able to do XYZ detox in like 2-3 days, but for you, you're like, oh no, this is going to take me like 14 days because I got to do like, you know, a 16th of it every day for my body.
Exactly. Yes, it's so true. What works for one person is not necessarily for another person. I see that all the time. Yeah. And it's true too about the labels. I found a lot of things that are labeled as organic are actually not. So I'm always very careful to like really see and make sure, you know, it's been an interesting learning process.
Well, I love this topic so much, Dawn. Who knows? We might be doing a part two to really kind of dive into more of this, because I think this is really important information. And I know a lot of us do it personally, but I think it would be great to share, because this is part of our whole healing journey, right? It's not just how we say, it's just like the, you know, when we say physical, this is part of that physical.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. I would love to talk more. I did a lot of advocacy work after it happened to try and promote awareness for people, because I didn't want other people to get sick like I did and get injured. And to this day, I still get messages from people who find me who, you know, became injured from a product and like from the chemicals, and they want to know, well, what can I do to feel better because I'm really sick. Yeah, I've definitely have learned a lot about this because I was thrown into it. And yeah, absolutely. It's an important topic because a lot of times we don't always realize all these everyday things add to us. And I think a lot of people don't realize how sensitive they actually are energetically, physically, and don't even realize the impact that some of these things have on them.
I love it so much, Dawn. And, you know, as they say, it's sort of like, we go through a lot of these things so that we can become advocates, or we can say, my goodness, I have lived through this and I don't want someone else to go through it. So mm-hmm. you definitely become in, you know, one of those people that's like, okay, I really want to be able to help other people so they don't have to navigate this. And, you know, that's what our healing journey too is, right? Like what you experienced okay. and where you're sitting today. Yes. So yes, for sure. We're going to bookmark this and say, we're going to definitely do something in the future, because I'm personally very interested and excited. I'm always sharing with people like information that I come across. I'm like, oh, have you tried this? Oh my God, this is a great substitute. Oh, have you tried making this? So I'm all about like the kind of, you know, that sort of conversation. So we will definitely do that.
Awesome.
kind of coming back to when you did your Dark Night of the Soul. I mean, I know that a lot of this is kind of like, you have to do a lot of solo work for a certain amount of time. But then once you had done enough of your solo work and someone's like, well, are you like a psychic medium? Like, so where did you go once you kind of was in the middle of your Dark Night of the Soul and you're like, okay, I'm starting to like explore and find more of my gifts. Did you like get any coaching? Did you get healing from other people? What did you do? What was your process?
Yeah, it's funny. What I first did was I went and got certified in Reiki because I needed like a starting point, because there were so many things and I wasn't even sure. But at the same time, I was becoming more and more attuned to my crystals, and suddenly it was really changing things. So once I became certified with the Reiki, I started to dive more into the tarot. Like I would use, you know, I have the decks and everything, but I wasn't very fully into it. But then suddenly everything like clicked and switched for me. And I was extremely connected to the cards and the messages. And that became a huge part of it. I tried a coach, but I will say it ended up being disempowering. Just, you know, the particular person, I find that sometimes in the spiritual community, we kind of have to use our discernment. But when we're in that lower space, it's not always easy. So I ended up stopping with that. But I would just, whatever I was drawn to is what I would reach out for. And then when my mediumship was opening more and I was being guided to dive in, you know, without the tarot cards, I was like, what? No cards. So I reached out to a woman who did medium mentorships, and I had a couple sessions with her. And the thing is, I didn't need a lot because I already was a medium. I just didn't know, like, I just needed to see for myself. And so from the first session, I was like, oh, I'm doing this. So everything, it was just sort of already there. It just needed to be acknowledged and tapped into. You know, with the crystals, I will say I've been taking some side courses because I work so much with them, and I've been tapping into their energy and channeling messages. And I just like to learn all the time about the crystals. They have been a huge part of it. So, you know, I do that, but different things sort of come across my path at different moments. And then I kind of jump on it when I feel drawn to, or it resonates, or my guides are like, you're supposed to be doing this. So
I love that so much. So I know you talk about crystals, and I know how much you love crystals. I've caught some of your lives, and it's always wonderful because I love crystals too. Do you remember your first encounter with a crystal? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I would love to hear that.
Yes. Well, it's funny. Yeah. My first, I was actually a little kid. I mean, I was, you know, maybe not more than 10 years old. And my best friend had come back from a trip and she gave me this stone that she found. And it had painted on it. It was like world's best friend. And and she said, you know, it was like a worry stone from the country she had visited. And for some reason, from that moment, I was fixated. I could not stop staring at the crystal. And I would hold it all the time. I would look at it all the time. And I always would take it with me everywhere I went. And that was like my first real connection. And then once time went on, the first crystal that I really connected to was carnelian. There was just something about it that I just always had it by my side. You know, it was very energetic and happy, and I just really enjoyed it. And also apophyllite, for some reason, I was very drawn to it. And it was very like high vibration. But at the time, I really didn't even understand like what that meant. I just knew I liked the crystal. And it just felt so natural. And then after, you know, all the chemical poisoning and everything, suddenly I was like being guided and drawn to all the different crystals and to like start learning about them. And that was a long time ago. And it just escalated from there.
I love that. I know that each one of us like connects very differently, but I know, you know, a lot of people who are very sensitive, like they can feel the energy so strongly from a crystal. Yeah. So yeah. I figured from what you were sharing, you're definitely one of those people that felt it probably very strongly.
Yes. Yes. And it's funny, depending on what I'm going through, different crystals will hit me differently. I remember it was maybe, I don't know, maybe 2012, 2013, when I was really like in the thick of it with the effects of the chemical poisoning, and I was so sick, and I picked up a piece of amethyst, and suddenly this very gentle crystal was too much for me. The energy was so powerful that I got nauseous and I had to put it down for like weeks before I could touch it again. So it's interesting.
Wow. I love that. And I know how much you love your crystals. Like I was sharing earlier, I was like, I know you and Jakara do a lot of lives together as well, where we talk about crystals, and I'm always like popping in. I was like, I want to learn more about these crystals. It's so amazing. So I'm so grateful that, you know, you are so deep into working with the crystals. And I know it's such a big part of all the healing that you do. So I know you talked about doing Reiki, then you're sort of like did a little bit of coaching. You're like, okay, I realize that I'm already a medium. I can do this. Yes. So where do you go from here? Now you're starting to like add these tools into your toolbox. Where did you head from there?
Yeah. You know, I started like from there, you know, I had started offering tarot readings and things like that. And then it just sort of unfolded into like what my sessions are now. And I do, you know, my art, I do channeled healing art where I send healing that way. And I infuse the energy into the art. And I've noticed that, you know, my energy healing has changed too. It's not really just Reiki. It's a lot of it is with help from my own ancestors, because I come from mediums and healers on both sides. It sort of changes the way that I do my healing. And I just would branch out slowly and like meet people online along the way and make all these connections. And it just, things would just sort of pop up when they were ready to.
I love that. So tell me a little bit more about this. I'm very intrigued about your channeled healing art infused with energy. Tell us more about that.
Yes. Oh, I love doing that. So if I'll do it for different people and sometimes myself too. I'll do healing for myself that way. Depending on the intention or what the person needs. I set up my space and get my art supplies, and then I get into almost like a trance state, and I connect to my team and, you know, speak about the person and what it is they need. And then I start and I'm just sort of guided, you know, to grab different colors, do different things on the page. And the whole time I'm in the zone and the healing is being sent to the person, and it's also being kind of transcribed onto the page. And then when it's all done, I place my hands over it and send healing to the person. And it's also infused into the art at the same time. And I will bring over different crystals and put them over it too, and infuse even more energy and pull a few cards over it. And then it just becomes this whole healing experience where the person receives healing. And now the artwork is infused with the healing too. So they have the art or the image. If they don't want the actual piece, you know, I'll just send them the image. And they have that they can look on for, you know, meditating or reflecting. But I find it's a very powerful way to send healing, because I'm often guided also to do different things to the art, like put essential oils over it, or flower essence, or herbs. Like, I'm just guided to like throw things on it, and it just becomes very powerful and intense. And it's something that I try to explain to people, but I think a lot of people are not, you know, fully understanding yet, you know, that they can receive healing that way. That I think has been a big challenge in my journey with that, trying to, you know, help people understand that we can do this remotely, you know, that they can receive the healing that way. But I love doing it through the art with the crystals and the art. It's very powerful.
Oh my God, I love that so much. I definitely hope when, obviously, you know, this episode gets posted, all of your information will be in the bio section. I hope that people are able to see some of this. I'm assuming you have a few on your website or maybe your Instagram. Where do you post?
Yes, I have some on my, I have a lot on my Instagram. And I also have a couple, I have an Etsy page that has some of the photos of it so people can see. And then my background photo on the Heal by Dawn Facebook page is one of the artworks too. So
I love that. Oh my God, I can't wait to see some of that. And it's very inspiring, because I'm kind of looking to step more into doing my art and combining it with healing. So I was like, you and I will have a little chat offline, because I would love to get some of your input and guidance. But I love that you shared that, because it is, it's something different, but it's, you know, like you said, it's all coming in channeled, and it's so customized and specific for the person. And it's almost like it's always available to them and accessible to them. So I absolutely love that. And it's, like you said, it's just another way of being able to heal people, which I love. Now, one of the things in your bio that you talked about is how you kind of do this healing work, which is sort of like a combination of higher self and inner child and spirit team and Mother Mary. Talk to us a little about what this is.
Yeah. So it's funny. My team, I mean, my higher self is a huge, huge part of this, because during my dark night of the soul, a huge part of the dark night for me was that there was a big disconnect between me and my higher self. I literally felt her like leave in the night, and she didn't like go away, but we were not blended, because I needed this experience. I wasn't honoring myself the way I needed to be with this healing and admitting who I was. And I'm told, you know, now that this was all to help me help people, you know, like that I had to go through this so that I can help other people who are going through it. And so once I reestablished my connection to my higher self and, you know, reblended, which was a whole long process, you know, I connect with her with the healing, and also my inner child, who I, you know, I have to connect to regularly to check in with. And like that aspect of me likes the creative part of the healing. And then, you know, my team, depending on, you know, who is around at that time or who is needed, I have like an angelic team and other guides, a lot of ancestors who help. And then Mother Mary, it's interesting, she would pop up a lot when people would do healing on me. And I was always so intrigued by that. But then I realized, well, wait a minute, she's there when you're doing healing too on people. You're just not really like acknowledging this. And I realized that, you know, my mother in spirit also comes through to help me with my healing work. And Mother Mary is a huge part of it, because she helps with a lot of the nurturing energy for people, a lot of the motherly energy, the compassion energy. So there's a lot of times with clients where she will pop in when I'm doing the healing and send part of the healing as well. And it's just, it's all different team members who pop in depending on the situation and the person. But the most important for me is, you know, the connection to my higher self. It really is important, an important part of the work.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing. And I know you said that that whole process of connecting with your higher self is like a whole other probably podcast episode. But is there anything that you could share? Because I think, you know, a lot of people that are tuning in, I am probably in that boat as well. Like, you know, I'm still early on in my journey, working on trusting my connections, understanding who my guides are. So in terms of higher self, are there maybe two or three things that you could share in terms of practices that would help people to say, how do I strengthen or build or connect with my higher self?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I would say a big one is creating a very small ritual for yourself, like whether you make a cup of tea, light a candle, some incense, and taking time to just sit quietly, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes, close your eyes, breathe, and try to drop into yourself, even if it's not instantly, but with the intention of connecting to your higher self, and really pay attention to what that feels like any shifting, any differences that you feel. I know for me, I know when I'm fully connected to her, my physical vision becomes sharper, clearer, and I'm more focused, I'm more centered. Just sitting every day mindfully to connect to your higher self and to recognize that, what that feels like, asking, you know, a question, or what do I need today, and seeing what you get and how that comes up. Maybe it's a thought, maybe you hear it, maybe you see it, maybe you smell it, maybe it's all of those things. That is one way. I would say getting grounded is a really good way also to connect to your higher self. The more grounded I am, the more blended I am with my higher self. So grounding is actually really important, and being in your body. And then I would say, if you work with crystals or you are drawn to a crystal, sitting with that as a way to connect to your higher self, there are definitely certain crystals that help with that. One that I like to use is Sugi Light, S-U-G-I-L-I-T-E. It helps you connect more. It strengthens that connection. And journaling too is a big one. So
I love that so much, Dawn. Thank you so much. And I literally was going to say, I'm like, yes. And so about crystals, could people use crystals?
Oh yeah. They can use so many crystals and so many different ways. There's so much to talk about with that. Yeah, absolutely.
I love that so much. Well, thank you for sharing that piece as well. So because you have this deep, immense love for crystals, and, you know, there might be others who are tuning in who might be newer to crystals. And, you know, obviously we all know that crystals have so much beautiful energy, and they're all unique and beautiful. And just like anything else, you'll know the ones that are connecting to you and you want to connect with them. Is there anything you would want to share with, you know, someone who's like, well, I haven't dabbled in crystals yet. Like, are there two or three that I could start with, or how should I pick them? What's the best way?
Yeah, definitely. For people who are new and not entirely sure, I would recommend starting with a piece of clear quartz, because that amplifies everything and it has a lot of positive energy. And you can sit with it and feel the vibration, or at least try to. Rose quartz, because it's very gentle, very soothing, and it's such a universal crystal. And I would say pick a darker colored crystal for grounding, something that you're drawn to, like an obsidian or a black tourmaline, something like that, so that you have, you know, something grounding, something to work with, like the rose quartz with your heart chakra. And then you have the high vibration of the quartz. And there you have like a little medley of crystals to start with.
Yay! I love it. I love it. I love this so much. So I know there's many, many different things, as we've read in your bio, that you do. Is there something that's kind of like your passion project right now that you're working on or creating, or are you just sort of exploring and collaborating? What are you up to these days?
Yes. So I am working on putting together a crystal course to start in the fall that connects with your chakras and crystals and also incorporates tarot. And I'm also working on a very long, intensive course that helps you reconnect to your higher self when you're going through the dark night of the soul. So that's something I'm working on. And I've just been putting a lot of energy into like the crystal healing right now. And the dark night of the soul, the void, the higher self healing. I've been putting a lot of time into that. I've been working on some book outlines for some ideas I have, and just really, I'm also trying to redo my website. I'm in the process of that. So that's been a whole thing. it's extremely outdated. So I'm just kind of doing a bunch of different things, but my big focus has been on putting together things to help people with the dark night of the soul and crystal healing.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. And it's so needed, I think, at this time, because I don't know about you, but when I was going through my dark night of the soul, I had like no resources. I had no clue. So somehow I must have been listening just enough to my guidance to just kind of follow the crumbs and move along until I had done enough work to be like, oh, look at all these other people who are further along in their journey that I'm able to find now. Yeah. I did want to ask you, I love all the stuff you're working on and looking to create. I remember reading out in your bio that you're a published author. So tell us about that.
Yes. So my original background is in writing and in art history and like journalism. So that was originally my goal for myself. But I was pushed in different directions, but I never stopped writing. And I wrote a book. It's a tarot journal for beginners, and it helps you connect to the cards, especially if you're new at tarot. And it has a bunch of journal prompts and different spreads that I created. And then I wrote another book afterwards called The Complete Guide to Tarot. And it helps people who are beginners or people who aren't beginners but want another point of reference. And it has all different meanings and symbolism of the tarot cards, upright, reversed, different spreads, how to work with the cards, how to take care of them. So that was really, that was fun to work on.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad I asked you. That's really amazing. Okay. That would definitely be helpful for a lot of people who are interested in tarot. So yeah. For sure, this is going to be exciting. Again, everyone, all of Dawn's information will be in the bio section. Please make sure to look her up, and these amazing books that she's already published. That's so exciting. Well, this has just been so much fun, Dawn. I think you and I could just keep chatting and chatting and digging into all these different wonderful places that you've been. I know in the moment they didn't feel that great, but like as you've done your work, now you can look back and say, oh, okay, I understand why I had to go through that, you know? Yeah. And as they say, the healing continues. It's never quite done, but we do have more tools available to us to help and assist us as we go down this path, right? So yes. I love that. And so we're coming to that place where I would love to invite you, if you would like to pull a card or anything that you'd like to showcase, something for the collective, that would be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. Right before I came on here, I was actually guided to bring over a few cards and a very specific crystal. And I was shown right before I was guided to these things that a big part of the message that's needed right now, not just for the collective, but what I got was for people connected to this podcast, people viewing this this podcast is the need for some hope right now and some like renewed faith. And I was guided first to this is Fairy Stone, it's called, and it's a stone that's created from all different minerals, clay, calcium carbonate, I believe. It's very interesting and it's extremely grounding. And so I sat with it earlier today and got a few messages from the stone for everyone that I jotted down in my ever so legible handwriting. I wrote the message that I was given for everyone is one, to be soft and gentle with ourselves and others right now, that this is a very expansive time. And the message was for people to sit on the ground, whether it's inside or outside, but this is a very grounding, very, very grounding stone. But to just sit on the ground, to feel more centered right now, to get more grounded, and to know that you're not alone, that we have so many people in spirit, so many guides with us. Another part of the message that I got was for purification to work with clay, whether it's like a face mask or bentonite clay, but that clay is an option right now. For some reason that came through, and that everything we're going through now is shaping us into the next version of ourselves, but with the message to take your time, that there's no rush, you're not, you know, trying to beat the clock, just take your time. And the crystal, the two last things I got was to sit with this crystal if you really need soothing. And that this is the time to really let your light shine and be bright like a star is what I got. And I got the image of a star. And the message really wanted to come through. And then I was guided to a fairy deck and I pulled two cards. They jumped out. And the one is stargazing. And the other one is life energy. And the message that I got from pulling them is that for people who are feeling lost right now and they are really needing answers and wanting answers, to literally gaze at the stars at night and that you'll see your answers. And a reminder that, you know, the fairies are out there too. I think we often associate them with, you know, daytime and, you know, the sun and everything, but they're also there at night, and to look at the stars to help with your answers and to tap in more to your intuition. And with the other card, life energy, there's a huge message right now of a lot of shadows coming to the surface to be cleared, and the importance of shining your light and not dimming your light for anyone, but really being yourself and letting your light shine through. That's the message that came through like right before we jumped on here to share with everyone.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That is so amazing, Dawn. I think there's so much in there. Like even I'm going to enjoy listening to the replay and just kind of like allowing that all to sink in. But I really love that for myself, for all the people that are tuning in. And like you said, this is like, it feels like a very current and timeless message for everyone to receive. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story. I'm so excited for people to learn about you. All of Dawn's amazing information will be in the bio section everywhere that this gets posted. So please look her up and connect with her. She also does a lot of lives, you know, so you can definitely catch her on like YouTube and Instagram and many other places. So thank you again so much, Dawn, for joining me for this co-creation.
Thank you so much for having me. I was so excited about this.
I love it. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in today. And I can't wait to catch you all on the next episode. Thank you everyone for tuning in to this episode of Elevate with V. I'm super grateful for your precious time that you take to listen to these episodes. I hope that there were some valuable insights and tools to map onto your own journey. If you think that this content would be valuable for somebody else that you know, I would greatly appreciate you sharing it. If you have been loving this podcast, I would so appreciate it if you would follow, rate 5 stars, and leave an amazing review on Apple Podcasts. And please follow and rate 5 stars on Spotify. Higher ratings and great reviews allows this content to get out to more people. Let's support each other and elevate together. Thank you again for spending your time listening and tuning in each week. I look forward to catching you on the next episode.